All right, so let's go. I'm ready, Joe. Have you ever seen me on, you know, no sleep, so fired up in my life?
No, I was expecting the complete opposite.
I think it's something about, like, you're running on a little bit of adrenaline from the night before.
Yeah, that adrenaline went right out the window, though, around 11:15.
It did?
For me, it did.
For you?
Yeah, I don't like old school Buffalo football. I like the football that I've been watching the last few years.
There's something about, so 803-0930, give us a call, send a text message in. I mean, do you know someone who broke the TV last night? Like, who in your life is watching that game and reacting horribly to it? Like, who is just off the wall, yelling and screaming and in shambles this morning? Because there's some people out there for sure.
Yeah, you know who, this is going to sound awful. I don't want to start off with upsetting the audience. The person who's like really overreacting this morning didn't watch the Bills in 2013. That's my opinion.
No, I mean, I think there are people in 2013, like in the middle of stinking, that overreacted the same way, right?
I react to losses, but like, this is one.
I don't know. Like, we lose that game on the punt, and it's just like, yeah, of course. All right, whatever. Like, they deserve to lose that game.
As soon as they didn't convert third down, I had a feeling they weren't going
to
win.
They deserve to lose that game, right? And that's kind of how I felt. Like, of course they're going to lose. They were bad. That's generally how it goes. You don't play well, you lose. So that's what happened. And I just like felt a new life last night. Now, it's not like I want the Bills to lose,
right?
But there is something about seeing that game and bringing back like the feel of the old Bills that does kind of, I don't know, it brings up something inside me. I was enjoying it a little bit. I went to bed with a smile on my face because it's just like, you know, I was watching the game, our friend was over, and just like us looking at our wives and being like, this is Bills. The only difference between this and every Bills game we watched growing up is that this is on a Monday night, not a Sunday afternoon.
That's true.
Like, this is what you get. You know, they're sitting there like, wow, this game is so boring. I'm like, yep. Listen, it's not all sunshine and rainbows.
No.
Listen, like,
no.
The last 3 years are an anomaly as far as I'm concerned. In my life of watching the Bills, it's always like this. This is more what I'm used to. And I don't, like, I don't
subpar
ever
football and never be bad enough to get a good draft pick.
16 points, but you can also still kind of win the game at the end. Like, you're still in there. You're not being blown out.
Like, I meant to say never be bad enough to get a good draft pick.
Your quarterback isn't doing anything right. Like, this, I felt it was like so familiar to me. I was transported in time. And I never want to be the guy. We all know the people. It's not just a guy either. It might be most of the people you watch games with in your family. We all know the guy. Oh, you know, same old Bill. Here we go again. Right? Like, does everybody have that person that they watch games with?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, they're never going to win anything. My neighbor sounds like this sometimes. Oh, Josh Allen, there he goes again. Like, still after all the 3 years, he's the guy who'll be like, oh, Josh, he can't get it done. He's, you know, everyone has that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I'm not trying to be. It's a little bit different. It's just, I don't know. It is a reminder of
where we came from.
It's not all great. Like, it's not all rosy. No.
And, like, this, it is surprising how poorly Josh played. But, I mean, there was a good stretch last season where the Bills were playing subpar football and just finding ways to win. You know, and like you said, that's not always going to be the case. But they did have a stretch of some awful games last year that they played awful teams. And the Jets, yes, they didn't have Aaron Rodgers, but they're not an awful team.
Yeah.
You know, you can't play that poorly. You can't turn the ball over four times. There's very few. The Houston Texans might be the only team you can turn the ball over four times and still win.
I don't like to complain. I like when the Bills are good. I'm trying to figure out these emotions, Joe. Of why I'm not.
You missed your 20s.
Very upset.
You missed your 20s. And the Bills play reminds you of your late teens and early 20s, and you just want to, for a night, think you're back there.
But I was definitely not the person last night who was just like, oh, you know, come on, like kicking and screaming and woe is me after the loss. Was that you? Was that somebody you were watching with? Let us know. 803-0930. Who took the loss the worst? Who was the most doom and gloom among you after last night?
The biggest problem for me was I wasn't able to bring the blanket and pillow out at halftime like I said I was going to.
Yeah,
and
lay on the couch. Wasn't easy.
I had to continue standing up for the second half.
It did feel, though, like at halftime, I was just kind of like, yeah, they got it in the bags, kind of like a sleepy win.
Yes, 10-point win, 10-point lead at halftime. I went outside to take the dog for a walk, and, you know, and a ton of people outside walking their dog at halftime, and the general consensus was, hey, this is, Bills are going to put another touchdown, they're going to pull away, and they did everything but.
A couple people on the text board, someone saying it's like pleasure from pain, or you're in your comfort zone, feeling relief from familiar things. Maybe that's what this is of watching that game yesterday. It's not to say I feel like I am a little doom and gloom. I was before. You heard me talking before the game, Joe. I had my concerns before the game. We talked to Eric Wood yesterday, and I asked, you know, hey, how is this team better than last year? And he said, you know, that they're healthy. And
it's a rough first answer.
Well, like, my immediate response is like, yeah, it's week one.
Yeah.
Everyone's healthy. Like, of course they're healthy. Like, that's not an answer. Like, that's not what I was hoping to hear. Like,
is that your goal in the offseason? All right, everyone just stay healthy.
Let's just, everyone rest up.
Yeah.
drink your OJ, take your vitamins, and we'll be ready to go for next year. That's the offseason game plan. But I don't know. It wasn't what I was hoping to hear. We're going to transform the offense by, what, the second tight end drafted? The guy chosen 26th overall? Like, come on! In a league where a rookie tight end's never made a difference? Okay. Bright spot. A lot of us all year, they were hoping to sign DeAndre Hopkins or some new receiver. I think we found a guy, number three on the other team. He was catching the ball all over the place.
Yeah. I the big question mark, even without the four turnovers, the big question mark was answered negatively yesterday, and that's the Bills still lack a running game. And that was supposed to be something that was targeted at the offseason. I'm not sure have it.
That too. Like everyone before how's the running game? Well, James Cook. He was on the team last year.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But he changed his better?
He changed his number.
He changed his number? So like all of a sudden he's a new... What do you mean? Like, oh, it's so much better because we have this guy now. We had him.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, we played him.
He's better than the other guy? If he was better than the other guy, he would have played more than the other guy.
Right.
I don't know. Am I crazy? Like,
yeah,
I'm not that guy. I'm not that same old Bills guy.
But, I mean,
I'm saying it all with a smile on my face.
Without the turnovers, are we sitting here going, "Oh my gosh, everything clicked"? No, no, we're not.
It is more interesting to talk about the team after something like last night than, you know, if they won the game, it would have just been like, "All right, yeah, on to next week, looking good, guys."
I feel like if they had still won that game. Exactly the way they played.
Yeah, playing the way they did.
Yeah.
Sure, there would have been that talk.
I mean, I did think it was one when I thought everything was going our way when Tyler Bass dung it off the post and it still went in. You know, hits the upright and it still bounces into the corner.
Or when they're big, you know, off-season, Aaron Rodgers goes down, he's out for the rest of the game. You're like, all right, in the bag. Don't have to worry about the Jets.
Yeah.
Now or ever. And then they beat us. For me, it was that Josh Allen interception, the first one, because I'm looking at this 20-foot screen. Worked, except for the internet, which I don't know what was going on last night.
Yeah,
kept buffering and everything.
We got to put the disclaimer out there. You need a tuner box to plug an antenna into.
Yeah.
100%.
I need something else.
Someone's got to have something laying around.
But anyways, aside from that, the first interception where Josh Allen, it's 3rd and 8, he needs 8 yards, and he's got like the entire, he can run for 8 yards, he can run for 18 yards, he can run for 80 yards, I think. There was no one near him. And instead just decides to, whew, like, chuck it. And then it gets picked off, and I'm sitting there like, why didn't you just take the 8? Like, it was right there in front of you. And I'm like, wait, I said this how many times last year? Uh-oh, this doesn't seem good.
I may have reacted more to that than I did at the end of the game because it was clear as day that he had 8 yards in front of him to get the first down.
That stuck with me throughout the game.
When he just dove into players that he had nowhere close to the first down.
It's the first thing I thought of after they lost the game was that first interception. Like, here you could run for a first down.
Yeah.
Or you could throw it to the other team.
Run for a first down, you're at least getting 3 points out of that drive. You know what I mean? If he had run for the first down, the Bills are at least getting 3 out of that drive. Instead, they turned it over.
It makes it interesting.
It does. I do agree with you, and I hate to say this, as a Bills fan, it does make talking about the game a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
12 hours later.
What do you think about Stephon Diggs now? Same one, you know.
I think he played well.
Well, yeah. But, like, is he the bad guy in this relationship?
No.
Or, you know. Like, I feel like everyone was picking sides over the summer, and everyone picks Josh Allen's side. Just what happened last night?
Stephon Diggs did all he could.
He was like the guy on the team, on the offense at least.
Not sure they're calling that pass interference at Buffalo, but never mind.
Oh, the one that
I don't think that gets called in Buffalo.
That was a rough call. Yeah. That was a rough one at the end.
With 30 seconds left.
Oh. And then we got a defensive pass interference, right? The next drive, if I'm remembering correctly. And it looked like there was not a flag called. And I was like, that's worse than what Diggs did to push off. I don't know.
Oh, 2 plays later?
Yeah.
When he's all over his back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well. On to Vegas.
It's still hard for me to say Vegas. I still want to say Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more comfortable saying L.A. Raiders for some reason than I am Vegas Raiders. They're just Las Vegas and it's pro sports don't compute.
And I barely remember the L.A. Raiders at all.
I don't.
Yeah, right? That was 96.
Period.
Yeah.
It was? I didn't even know I was alive.
Yeah, but I don't.
There's been the Oakland Raiders, but I remember L.A., you know, was talked about on a tape somewhere.
It was a big blowout at the stadium.
That's right. But anyways, that's how you doing after the game last night? I mean, to stay up and watch that and then like go to bed after a Bills loss, hopefully you weren't too angry. But I know that there are people out there who were just seething, angry at the game, going to bed, waking up this morning, going into work, angry, don't handle that loss well.
What was the breakdown like after that game of the screen?
Oh, it happened before the game.
Okay.
Because of the constant buffering.
Yeah.
And then my wife goes inside, and it's like the thing that I hate technology. Like, Joe, I'm 33 years old. I'm now the guy in the corner at the Bills game. Same old Bills. And I'm like, I can't stand all this new technology. What is happening to me?
I don't know. We need the Starlink to be right over your house.
But seriously. You used to plug something into the wall, and then it would work. And then unless you had a dish and there was a thunderstorm, like, it just worked.
Yeah.
Or a tree branch fell. You know, like, it always worked. Now, all TV is internet. Like, there's no cable connecting. I don't have that anymore. Like, everything's running on the internet.
Same.
It's all running on the same thing. I have internet outside. Like, it's ready to go there. But for some reason, it's not working. Inside, it's working fine. I can't figure it out. It's always worked before in the past, and it's just not happening last night. I get the circle.
I'd be yelling at the circle more than at the game.
Even worse, you get the blurry picture.
Yeah.
When it's like not fast enough. And my wife is calling me like, oh, that stinks compared to what's in here. Like, you could see the Achilles just like break up in here. This picture's beautiful. What are you doing out there? I'm like, thanks. Great. Which it is kind of funny. I had to buy a new TV. The old one broke in the last like few months. So you get this brand new TV and it's like, all right, no, we're not going to watch first game of the season. We're not going to watch on the new TV.
Look at this thing I got outside.
Got this thing outside. So it was torn down like right after halftime.
Okay.
It is kind of a pain to take it down in the dark. But
I can imagine.
It was torn down. The screen part worked fine. The internet part, just come on. Like,
I'll tell you, the feed's what we have to work on. The feed is what we're working on in this situation.
We need to go back to like a hard wire in there and we'll be just fine.
Do you have 100-foot Ethernet cord that you could plug into your projector?
I mean, I probably could, but I don't know.
You know what? This is what I always say with new technology. It's got to be easier. We just sound like a bunch of guys in our mid-30s. It's got to be easier.
It does have to be easier.
You know, when I was AOL.
It doesn't. No. It's easy. It just has to work.
Yeah. But it's not easy. Because the setup's easy, but yeah. It's not working.
It's not working. And there's no, like.
Do you have an extender?
Oh, yeah. I've got mesh Wi-Fi. Like, it's all covered. I moved one of the satellites outside, like, closer to. There's no. It's all online. There's no reason why one should be not working and the other's working fine.
I wonder if the snake has something to do with this.
Maybe it does. Yeah. But
I'm sorry to hear that, because I know everything is set up perfectly and the internet lets you down. The feed lets you down.
You could look at
nothing worse.
That was way more upsetting to me than the results of the game. Everyone was looking at me at halftime. I'm watching a buffering screen about to break something. Had nothing to do with the performance of the team.
Nothing's more frustrating. I mean, and like you said, a lot of people are going to all streaming, all internet, getting rid of the cords, and a lot of people can relate to buffering at the worst possible time.
Someone, is your kid old enough to start helping you with tech yet? Nobody's the perfect age to want to stare right into the bright projector light.
No, I get that, yeah.
Between that and him putting his ear right to the speaker, banner day for the senses going forward for my 3-year-old. So, we got all this going on. If you know someone who handled it bad, let us know. I think it's just because I'm so used to. It's like it's back into that familiar zone. I'm handling the loss just fine. I want to hear from people who maybe not so much. And then, Joe, all right. School bus. You're going down the road. A school bus is coming, and it flips up. The red lights go. It goes yellow lights and then red lights. Do you know what to do?
As soon as the lights blink, I stop. At least that's not going to get me in trouble. And by in trouble, I mean an accident. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Stopping. I don't care what kind of hurry I'm in. The most important thing is making sure the kids cross the street and everyone in a safely manner, this bus can unload.
It sounds like a stupid question, but is there a gray area here? And I ask that because I feel like there might be, or there is maybe a layer of confusion. We spoke about this with Buffalo Common Council member Rashid Wyatt earlier this morning. The city council is going to talk about, they're back, but a little bit different this time. You remember the big debate over the school zone speed cameras. Well, now it's something a little bit different. It's a stop arm speed camera. So basically a camera that goes on the stop sign of the school bus that would catch somebody who goes through it while that stop sign is up. He made a comment there. I started off thinking, what's so difficult about that? And then the more he was talking, the more I was kind of thinking, maybe there is a little bit of confusion when that happens with the school bus. And I want to know, have you been caught in a situation with the school bus where you don't really know exactly what to do, even though you think you know exactly what to do, which is
stop.
It says stop, you stop.
Yeah.
But I've had it happen before. It's maybe not always that easy.
But let me tell you, you say that, and I completely understand what you're saying. But if I see someone continue to drive once those lights are on, it makes me cringe. You know what I mean? Like, my reaction to seeing someone else do it is like, that's not right. So I understand what you're saying, but I know how I react when I see someone else continue to go, even though the lights have started blinking. And that's where I base my reaction off of.
Let me know. And we'll figure this out together. 803-0930. BMAS and Beamer on WBEN. All right. So we're back here. Brian Masrowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. All right. We all know what to do, right? We all know what to do when a school bus is stopped. You stop. But is it a little more complicated than that? The city of Buffalo is talking about perhaps school bus stop arm cameras being there to enforce, cars speeding past school buses, which no one wants to see. We talked earlier this morning with Rashid Wyatt, who's on the Common Council in the city of Buffalo. And he said, you know, all right, sounds like a good idea, but I want to hear a little bit more. I want to make sure that people aren't going to be accidentally trapped in some way. And, I started off thinking, well, isn't this pretty black and white, right? Like a school bus stop signs out, don't go through it, boom. But is it necessarily black and white? I'll give you one example, Joe. I have, it would be Young's in Tonawanda, driving there, school bus coming the other way, and I am right there with, now normally it's yellow lights, and then the red lights come on, then the stop comes on. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes it is just the stop sign, or the school bus is just going with yellow lights constantly, and then stop sign, and yellow lights, and the school bus keeps driving, stop sign. Like, I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
On Young's school bus, the stop sign comes out, and I stop, but I am, like, right next to the school bus. Like, right in that area, if a kid needed to walk across the street,
would have to go around you.
It would have to go around the car. Now, I stopped, but they opened up the stop sign and stopped as I was about to be driving past. I don't, like, would I get a ticket there? I don't know what the rule is necessarily. I kind of feel like a little bit of that is on the bus driver to clear traffic before, you know, cranking out that stop sign. But are there scenarios like that where this could be something a little shadier than just black and white?
Yeah, and I think you have a – I think it's a good point, because obviously if you had kept going, you were not putting any child in danger, right? I mean, the sign had just started going out. But like I said, I'll go back to just the way I feel. Now, I don't know if they got you on camera going through there. Is that a ticket? I guess they could say either way. But like I said, for me, it's when I see someone continue to drive past it, I cringe. So because of my reaction to someone else doing it is why I'll stop. I'm not saying it's right. And I mean, again, you're right. There are some streets they'll go down and they're just going house to house dropping kids off. How long are you staying stopped? You know what I mean? Again, that might be a different topic of, should we just go back to the every street has a bus stop, not let's drop everyone off in front of their home.
There are a couple of text messages in, and this is, it's like adding to this idea that there might be a little bit more than just a black and white rule, which it is still a rule. The school bus stop thing is out there. You stop.
Yes.
But is it always necessarily that easy? A couple of texts. One saying that it's a regular problem in the city. Buses blinking yellow for a long time, waiting. The kids are still not ready. And then red light comes on. I've seen that happen before. Like I kind of feel like we all have, if you think about it, where, all right, there's a school bus. It's just blinking yellow. And it stopped there. And so what do you do? I'm slowing down. But then if it's still blinking yellow and now I'm like stopped, and then it's still blinking yellow, what am I? Eventually, I'm going to go if the stop sign's not on. And then, boom, stop sign?
Usually in that situation, I have known the school bus driver to put their hand out the window and wave you. I've had that happen numerous times when I've stopped for the yellow.
I hope that's the case all the time.
However, that also does play into the camera thing, because what if as they wave you, then they open the door, the stop sign comes out, and now they've got you on camera, but they don't have the bus driver waving you. I know that's a long hypothetical, but it's something that goes through my head.
Somebody else, do you stop totally when it's yellow? I do, and the bus flies right by me for another 50 yards before the reds come on.
You've
seen it happen, right? Like the yellow goes on, the bus keeps going, like you're stopped, and then the bus passes you. And it's like, all right, I guess I keep going. All I'm trying to say here is, all right, it is a black and white rule, but I think there might be something to looking into it a little bit further.
You think the council should put out what the rules and laws and restrictions exactly are in black and white before the camera?
Yeah, and I have to, when Rashee Wyatt first said that,
yes,
I thought, why would you need to do that? Because everyone knows the rule. But then you start thinking about it a little bit more, and I think I probably have been caught at some point in the last however many years in a scenario where you are just like, you don't really know what to do, or the stop sign catches you by surprise for some reason, which I think has happened to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
If we're being honest. Now, you should stop, yes, but like sometimes if you're going through, if it's 30 miles an hour and school bus all of a sudden, boom, and you're right perpendicular with the school bus.
Yeah, I would say that happens more on a busier road, right? Like I'm thinking of getting stuck behind a school bus on Union Road in Amherst after Main Street. That is a situation where it does take you by surprise because going with traffic, all of a sudden stop, signs out. And like, okay, where am I? Because like you said, in this situation, well, a kid's going to be going around my car, but do I just stay here? And yeah. I would usually just stay there because I don't want to make the wrong move. I don't want to make the person on the other side of the road cringe at what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put anyone in danger. I don't think I would. Again, in your situation, the kids do have to walk around my car if we're driving side by side, but I just want to do what's right. Yeah. And I think most people are in that camp of, I want to do what's right, but what's right?
Yeah. You play it safe.
Yes, of course.
Have you ever been caught behind a school bus that's going to be making a bunch of stops and you can't tell if the driver is, you know, you said sometimes they'll let you wave, they'll wave you on. Sometimes they won't. Some, you know, you're kind of wondering what to do where you've just got the yellow lights on the entire time you're going down the street and it's, you know, you're going 5 miles an hour, stop, stop, stop. And you're kind of wondering like, all right, what's going on here? Like, what's the deal that we're making with everybody?
If I don't get the wave by, I find the next driveway, and I do the turnaround, I find another way to go.
Yeah.
Turn it. Here's the thing. I'm safe. I will not pass the bus. But if it's in that situation, stop, stop, stop. I don't want to be... There's two things that go through my head. I don't want to be stuck behind this bus. I also want the driver going, who's this creep that's following my bus, right? So I will do the turnaround and find another way to go.
A little conscious about that?
Like, yeah, I'm just like, you know what? This is getting weird. I'm just going to turn the
not trying
around.
To follow a school bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Or anything. I don't know. I am more open to than I was 2 hours ago. This being more than just a black and white rule. When it comes to the big part of this is when it comes to, all right, we're going to put a camera here that's going to take a picture of your license plate and mail you a ticket. Like I want it to be ironed out before everything happens. And we saw this with the school zone speed cameras, right? Like, it's a good idea, but then implementation, right? You should never speed through a school zone, especially in these hours. But when you're turning into a school zone and you don't really know it's a school zone, you're not even really going fast. You're going maybe 25, but that's still 10 miles over than, 15. Try going 15. On most roads, even in narrow roads, like where there's a bunch of stuff, try going 15 miles an hour. Are you going to end up with a ticket in that, scenario, even though technically you were in the wrong, but were you doing anyone harm? And did you, really egregiously break the law here?
That's why the Williamsville school zone, 35. I can do 35. I know we get in front of South, you're down to 35.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
When on Sweet Home Road here, on Maple Road here by the schools, it's a reasonable number.
Reasonable, yeah. Yeah. 15. Ooh.
I drive when I go to the library, it's right by the high school and middle school in North Tonawanda. And I find that I think it's 20 and everyone's going 20. Like people will abide by it, but it's so clearly marked. Like, there's no confusion if you're turning on, like when you're in the school zone, when you're in the school zone.
When it's over.
You know when it's over.
Yep.
Everyone's following the rule. If there's a gray area, if we're going, like that's an area where you want to put a camera there. I think you could, because everyone knows exactly what's going on. Before you do that, you take a picture and you send a bill in the mail, because a lot of people, especially in the city of Buffalo, who got tickets 2 years ago, who are still maybe trying to fight that ticket, that they got in the mail know how hard it is to reverse a decision if you feel like you've been wronged by a camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I'm stopped for the school bus, but I'm in the camera point of view, am I going to get a ticket in the mail because it's run by a computer? I didn't pass the school bus. Or maybe I passed it right before this stop sign came out, yet I still got a picture of my car. Is that going to happen? Like, I think those are good questions to ask, even though this seems like a no-duh type of thing.
It's a reasonable question, and I think it's reasonable to ask those to be the bullet points that we just discussed to be clearly stated. But again, I think it's also good to, hey, if you have a question, stop. I think that's also a good rule of thumb when it comes to school buses. You have a question, stop for the school bus.
It's a good rule of thumb.
It's a good rule of thumb. But again, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have clear bullet points of what's expected and when and what the rules are if these cameras are going to go into effect for the city of Buffalo.
It's a good rule of thumb. I just don't want a robot sending me a ticket. You can kind of want it both ways and see where it's all coming from.
You know, that's the thing. I've not gotten a ticket since 2019. But I've never gotten a traffic camera ticket. Like in those years in the teens of the 20s, the 20 teens, when I wasn't the best driver in my PT Cruiser, never a camera ticket. I hope I didn't jinx it, but never a camera ticket. And again, I've obviously cleaned up my driving. 4 years without a ticket is the way to go.
I almost consider the Easy Pass a type of ticket that you get in the mail, right? Like, you're getting fined an absorbent amount because it took a picture of your license plate instead of reading something else.
They just snap pictures nonstop.
Do you pay attention to the iPhone?
No, I've never been an iPhone nerd. And Brian, as you know, I mean, I feel like I was peer pressured into getting an iPhone because I think the Samsung Galaxy was the best phone I've ever owned. But, you know, so many people got mad that you send them a green text message instead of an iMessage. So I got peer pressured into this 5 years ago. And guess what? I'm going to keep this iPhone 10 until it literally doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same boat with my phone. But I did used to be that guy who was following every Apple announcement every single year or twice a year or whatever it was. I wanted to know
what Steve Jobs announcements?
The Steve Jobs, even a little after Steve Jobs, like they were still announcing, I thought, like, cool stuff. I was right there. I was following along, like, ooh, new iPhone. Like, I wanted to show it. My wife would come home, like, hey, did you see? New iPhone, looking pretty cool, right? And I, like, somewhere along the line, like 4 or 5 years ago, it just started to be, like, there's, what's different? Like, what am I going to notice that's different? It's not your phone can take videos now, or your phone can take pictures now, or, like, wow, you can have apps now. You know, like, there's nothing like that. And I don't think, is there anything like that to come?
I don't know. I mean, I know the iPhones that are a lot newer than mine have better cameras, but I think my camera's good enough.
It's like, how much better of a camera? Like, is it worth $1,000 for me to, like, is it that much better of a picture? Probably not.
No. This phone gets by. This phone's waterproof. I had it in a rainstorm on Saturday. I bring it to the gym. There's sweat that drips all over it. It does what I need it to do. Like, I could not imagine justifying, because it's not like the old days when you agree for 2 years, you get a new free phone. I can't justify in spending $1,000 on a new phone.
That's the thing. People don't look at it like that, though, which is, like, it blows my mind that we're still kind of getting tricked into the new phone thing. Because you'll see, so they'll have the new iPhone out, and then you'll see all the deals. Like, get a new iPhone for, you know, only $20, or, you know, get a new iPhone for free when you do whatever. But you're not getting it for free.
No.
Like, you're just, like, paying it over a certain period of time, or you have, like, what, 2 years of waived payments, and then it's like, oh, surprise, like, you still have to pay off this phone. I don't know how, like, a phone became, like, a car and a house where
we're financing phones for 2 years.
Yeah, like, multiple year finance on a phone.
This phone's paid off, and that's why. It's the rule I will use. This until I can no longer call, text, and use my email, I'm keeping this phone. I don't need any new feature. There's not a feature you can tell me will be on this phone that will make me say, you know what, Brian?
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm getting rid of this. There's not anything you could name in 2023 that would make this phone useless to me.
You know what it is for me? There's two things. One is a better battery. Like a longer battery life, which mine has noticeably decreased over the last year or so, I think, with the, all the updates and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
That would get me to, you know, really think about doing an upgrade. And also, I hear that I want the Mini, the iPhone Mini, and I think all the rumors say they're discontinuing it. So you might not be able to get it. So it's like one of those, like, if you don't get it now, you're just going to have to get a bigger one, not a smaller one.
That's what they're telling you. It's like when movies
true.
Used to go in the Disney vault, and they bring it out and they need some money.
That's how they would
get
you.
It's going to go in the iPhone vault.
That's how they would get you.
Yeah.
But none of those things are like, oh, it's worth $500 or whatever for me to shell out for a new phone.
And you're right about the battery. Yeah, the battery does not have the life that it used to have 5 years ago when I bought this phone. But guess what? When I'm in the control room in the morning, it's charging. When I go to bed at night, it's charging. When I go home and take a nap after work, it's like I can work around that.
This is the thing that gets me here. I cannot plug in a phone. Oh, actually, there's this extension cord.
You can plug it in right on the strip.
Where?
There's two empty outlets on the strip.
That's like,
I had my phone charging yesterday.
If a fire marshal came in here.
Hey, don't tell him. He's kidding, of course.
Just saying. Someone else, it's not about new features, it's about slowing down your phone with each update, forcing you to buy new. Like, I do kind of feel like that. But I used to be the one, I wanted the new one all the time. Now I want to hold on to mine as long as possible.
But you know, I'll tell you this, I do like technology and I like it when it's free. The Apple Watch, my wife's phone company, hey, Apple Watch for, you know, free. If you agree to pay the $7.99 for a year.
If you agree to pay.
And she, the $7.99 for the plan, not for the watch. And she agreed, and I thank her every month for it. And so I like it when I don't have to pay anything, right? I do like the newer technology when I don't have to pay anything. But none of it is worth shelling out more money, in my opinion.
I don't know. I'm still, how free is free?
Well, for me, this actually is. I didn't pay anything.
You're paying for it, though.
I'm not.
What do you mean you're not?
She's paying the monthly bill for the watch.
You're married.
Yeah, her money.
It's there's another show. All right.
No, but to be fair, it is free. You just have to pay the cellular package.
So but like, it is free. You just have to pay.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. I completely understand. But what I'm saying is, like that, I will fall for that because in a year I have no payment to this watch. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A phone, if I get a new phone.
Think?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But if I get a new phone, that's at least 2 years of payments, what, in the $50
range? You can just buy your phone, though. Like, that's my attitude toward, if I get a new phone, I'm buying the phone. And then I can do whatever I want. I can go to any phone.
Can't justify that purchase.
Provider. Right, but like, that's, either you can afford to buy a phone or you can't. Like, that's my mindset toward it.
I like that mindset.
Right, it's I'm not financing a phone anymore.
Dave Ramsey would be very proud of you.
And I'm right, like I. How do I justify paying it? Because not only are you paying more over time, you're also locked into one phone company over time.
Yes,
you buy your phone. All right, you have to bite the bullet up front, but you're only going to buy it if you can afford it, and then you can do whatever you want with it. I can go wherever. Any month and just say, you know what?
You know,
they're going to give me a better deal over here.
Eventually, when you go to buy a phone, you're going to have to bring the briefcase of cash to pay for the phone. By the way, before we get out of here, I had a caller in the 1 o'clock hour, Rich in Williamsville. He said he wanted the Bills to win, but within 2.5 points because he took the Jets. So it's a rough day for Bills fans. But Rich, congratulations on your victory. I wanted to throw that out there.
We're all so happy for Rich.
Rich was a
morning.
Nice guy. It was a nice caller. And I just want to make sure that Rich doesn't think I forgot. Congratulations to Rich. We'll be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock with Smokey Robinson tickets. Coming up next, David Bellavia is back. And he's got 4 hours of entertaining and educational and what's the word I'm looking for? Entertaining. Well, hey, just tune in after the news with Max on WBEN.